Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Riddle me this. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everything. I'm the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I? Well, this was a riddle given to some first graders, and the one first grader's answer, the very first one, was death. It awed, and it was a somber reflection, and a hush fell over the class as the teacher said that I didn't want to tell them that actually what the answer was. Other first graders answered all stuff, everything, not everything, the end, and the teacher's favorite at that time was nothing thing. The first answer was very deep. And it saw beyond the silly riddle, where to some the answer was quite obvious. Do you know the answer to the riddle? Well, I'm going to wait to give it to you. You might ask me, okay, where are you going with this one today, Beth? Well, so much of what we are experiencing in today's world is particularly the chaos and the stupidity in our political arena. They chase this and they chase that. They predict this and they predict that. And completely miss all logic and common sense. So today, we have our good friend Melody Cedarstrom with us. And I just thought it'd be good to throw out this riddle. She probably knows the answer. And I have an article regarding the healing of our economy, the mojo of Trumponomics, that I thought we would share today for a little bit and kind of analyze it. As the answers and excuses we receive from government always seem to miss the mark when the truth and reasoning is quite simple, like the riddle, just not simply done by those who refuse to see or have another agenda. Fiat dollars, Federal Reserve notes, basically are just IOUs. They need backing, gold backing, to bring the worth and substance back to currency. Back to our currency. We could do little things here and little things there, and we'll see positive results on occasion. But we will never, ever see the turn around we truly need if we would have the gold standard. Melody, I'm so glad to have you back. I've missed you, girlfriend. And do you know the answer to the riddle?
Well, if I did, I don't want to spoil your listeners' participation in calling in and giving you the answer. So.
Well, we can do that. Let me read the riddle again. And if you have the answer to the riddle, you give me a call. I'm the beginning of everything, the end of everything. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. That was a cheap way of getting out of answering the riddle, Melody.
Well, I'm thinking maybe it should be, who am I?
Well, that's not how it says. It's what am I? I'm just reading the riddle as I saw it. That was in the news earlier this week. And I didn't get a chance to share it. And I thought, you know what? I think Melody would like the riddle.
Yes.
But
I know my answer. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I know my answer.
All right. But can you imagine the classroom when that little student said death? I mean, can you imagine the atmosphere all of a sudden change? Whoa. And the teacher just, you know, it just really set her back a little bit. But, you know, my point with the riddle was, you know, I was thinking this morning about what you and I would talk about and some of the predictions you have made since I've known you that have come true. One was, if Trump gets elected, we're going to see a lot of activity. And we have seen a lot of activity. And I just thought, the chaos, and then I thought about this riddle that I saw earlier in the week, and the chaos and all the things, you know, they give us all these complicated answers. Oh, it's just so complicated that, you know, the main, you know, the general public just can't possibly understand. And it really isn't all that complicated. It's very simple.
It really is really simple. And I saw a quote this morning. I had it in front of me, and the quote was actually credited to Edison, but I did a little more digging because so many of these quotes you
not
find anymore on the Internet.
Hey, if it's on the Internet, it's got to be true, right?
So if I see a quote, I do a little bit of investigation, and, you know, they didn't even know where the quote came from, but it was pretty much about only like 5% of the people truly think or critical thinkers. Mm. And, you know, And that is, I think, true. I don't know if it's more than that or less than that, but the whole point is we don't think anymore. You know, we don't analyze anymore. We, you know, just like what you said, if it's true, if it's on the Internet, it's got to be true.
Got to accept that.
And, you know, we don't do research. We've allowed other people to do our research. You have mainstream media. You have all the 24/7 news stations on cable and so forth, and we allow them to do a lot of the thinking. Well, we don't, but you know, the rest of the world.
Sometimes I do.
More than that 5% allows the other people to do their thinking, and they pretty much just, if something is said and they fit that format, that's what they believe.
And then there's people that overanalyze. They miss the mark as far as the simplicity, such as the riddle. The answer was very simple, but they weren't looking to the riddle in the words. They were looking to a deeper meaning, which isn't a bad thing. But sometimes, I mean, I have some friends that they will just overanalyze something, you know, and it's like, you know, it's not really that complicated, you know, and you just don't have to, but with our economy, what year was it that they removed the gold standard? That was in Nixon's when it was finally done, right?
Correct, the early 70s. Uh-huh.
And it's been going downhill, but it was going downhill before then because they were playing with the economy, but it's been going down rapidly since that time.
Yeah, they confiscated in 1933. They took the silver out of the currency in 1964. They closed the window in the early 70s. And it has, and you see the reflection of that with what we pay for things. You know, prices continually rise, and we've also seen a government that continues to expand, grows bigger and bigger. It goes deep. There's no accountability that comes from out of D.C., and that's all because they when they had a gold standard, they had to account for what they spent. Sure, there was debt, you know, but it wasn't the flyaway, runaway debt that we have today.
Mm.
And, you know, there will be a day of reckoning because of that. It's just like anything else. If you mismanage your company, you're not going to be around for long. If you mismanage your family, you're not going to stay married. Anything that you mismanage and you overabsorb, you're going to have problems. And the government's no different. They have the ability to, they've synchronized, kept bringing us out of this out of the Great Recession of 2008, they pumped and they dumped tons of money into these systems, in these economies around the world, and it's all synchronized. I mean, just today, I was shocked. I was looking just for some, well, hold on a second. Let me see if I can't get this updated. It could have been just a little bit of a tweak in the website, but they're going to... Yeah, so I'm not sure if I'm having a problem with my website, but there was discussions. Trump is hitting Canada, Mexico, EU with steel and aluminum tariffs. Now, he did it once before, but a lot of these countries were exempt. But since NAFTA, there's been deadlines for today and tomorrow. They're going to be reinstated, and the market dropped about 250 points. I'm looking at it now, so I don't know if this is an error in my website where I'm looking, but it shows it's up 300 points. So it dropped 250 and it's back at up 300 in a matter of 20 minutes.
Sounds like a roller coaster.
Not normal. That's not normal.
We're headed into a break. We're having a little technical difficulty, but we're heading into a break, Melody. I want to give the number out. It's 877-895-5410. Do you know the answer to the riddle? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSE Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And the phone number there in her office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. To talk to her right here, right now, it's 877-895-5410. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Hey, just fine. That's a great, great story. I got my answer to the riddle. I have to preface it with a statement.
Okay.
As a living, breathing creature, my world revolves around one thing, the food I eat. So my answer is oil.
Oil.
You can eat gold. You can eat silver. You cannot eat gold. You cannot eat silver. You cannot eat wind power. You cannot eat solar power. I can eat oil, though. The Haber chemical process converts natural gas from our refineries into fertilizer. The farmers take the fertilizer and grow bumper crops, feed their livestock, and then I get to eat.
All right.
The silver or gold or wind power or solar power.
Okay. Now you got to remember.
Okay, you got to remember this was a first grade riddle, so it's not quite that complicated.
One word, oil. One word, oil.
Okay, that's the wrong answer, yeah. But I like what you said.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I'm going to give the riddle again. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everything. The end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I? And that's the riddle, and all right, that's not right, but I like your answer, but it's not correct.
Okay, Elvis.
All right. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. Roger's answer was oil. He had a good explanation for that, but he's not correct. It's not correct. It was a first grade riddle, so you have to bring the thinking down just a little bit, not so deep. I was trying to look here. We were discussing the mojo of Trumponomics and the backing of our fiat dollars that we would hope would come back. We do have a bill. Nobody's talking about that bill that's in Congress right now to bring back the gold standard. President Donald Trump mentioned that when he was campaigning, whether that gets done or not. I don't think he necessarily made it a promise, but I don't know whether that'll get done or not. But he is making some changes in our economy, and things are doing better in some respects. I still think they fudge the numbers a little bit, but it does seem that people are doing better. My husband had been out of work since December. He's just now been called back. So it's, things should change a little bit at home. It should get a little better for a few weeks anyway. That he's in construction. So construction hasn't quite come all the way back yet, and I know that they're making some changes with the regulations, which has been deterrent on jobs and businesses opening and staying open and being able to make a profit. But the bottom line is, like the answer to the riddle, it's simple, especially if you're reading it because you can see the answer. The bottom line is, it's a simple answer to fix the economy, but yet they don't ever talk about that. They don't see it, Melody.
Well, there are a lot of things that they can do, but I mean, the key thing is with what I believe, based on monetary policy and what money is and what debt is, then we do have to get back to some sort of a stable currency, stable money, and the only one that the world has ever known has been used by gold. I mean, certainly there's been I've seen reports, at one point in time they used leather. Well, yes, I get that, but, in modern times, and for the past thousands of years, it was, it's been money, it's been gold, and silver is recognized as real money, and that's, I don't think it's going to change. It's not going to be digits. It's not going to be cryptocurrencies. And I hear all these reports, now cryptocurrencies are backed by gold and so forth and whatnot, and it's just like, no, they'll have to get back to basics. Basics work. Fundamentals work. And certainly we're seeing an improvement in economy, and you have to look at what's pushing the economy like it usually does, and it's all debt. They've taken off the regulations. They have allowed banks to, banks are making record profits, and we all know banks are usually the culprits in running down the economies in creating these situations that ruin our purchasing power. And it's not going to be any different. It's paths, it's cycles, it's just, history does repeat itself. Yes, we just don't learn from it. you're supposed to learn from history, but we really don't. But history does repeat itself.
It does.
So, let's, enjoy a better economy. With your husband getting back to work and everything like that, that's a great thing. That really
is
a great
thing.
And I even saw the headline. I saw a headline yesterday that the rural areas are, there's jobs in rural areas, but there's no housing now. So who knows?
Well, I still have a house.
You still have a house? Well, you might want to rent out a room.
I might. I got a few rooms. I might have to. Oh, it is crazy. But the Trumponomics, they were giving this is out of the Daily Signal. And they were talking about it's not quite there, but it's just about to reach the 3% and growth. and they think it'll reach 4%. And, of course, it was giving the quotes of all the naysayers that said it wouldn't happen, it couldn't happen, and all this and that. And, of course, things are improving. I think a lot of it has to do with optimism. People are a little more optimistic, even though we see such a hateful division going on in this nation right now. I think there is some optimism, at least with the economy and the jobs, and thinking that some of the regulations, we're going to get those backed off and that will help, too.
Well, I guess if you consider, you know, everyone having a part-time job and working two jobs to make things work, and wages aren't rising, and inflation isn't as tame as what they say it is, and health insurance is going up, 50%, 60%, 70% a year, and oil prices are beginning to rise, gasoline prices are beginning to rise, I'm not quite sure how long, if we do hit 3% and 4%, how long it's going to last. It's not sustainable. That's the whole point. And they can push anything through. They can make it look like it's all rosy. But let's get the 3% first. Then if they say 4%, why not say 5 and 6%? I mean, these are just, you're going to have rates rising and everything, because there isn't anything that's really working together in order to get those numbers or those percentages to that high. I'm not a naysayer. I'm a realist. I kind of like to look at what's really going on, and, you know,
well,
maybe
when I was saying naysayers. I wasn't referring to you, because I know
I know that, but a lot of people, a lot of people have said that. Oh, gosh, you're so negative. No, I'm not negative. I'm the most positive person in the world, because I know we have a plan. There's a plan to protect people and so forth. So, yeah, I'm very positive on what folks can do to help preserve their purchasing power. And I probably do overanalyze things.
No, I don't.
When you mentioned that early, I had to chuckle to myself. It's like, yeah, I'm one of those. I overanalyze.
Well, I was thinking more of just regular things in life. I've had some, did you mean this when you said, no, I just meant I like this. This is good food. I didn't mean anything deeper than that. I was not directing any of that at you, Melody. And I was this particular article was talking about the Democrats and the rhinos, and they do pick on them. And they were just actually saying that putting people back to work is the best way to balance the budget. Well, they just can't possibly get that done. But that is, I mean, when people have jobs and they're paying the taxes, when they have jobs and more people have jobs and they have higher salaries, you're going to have, collect more taxes. And that's just the bottom line of that. But go ahead.
They continue to tell us we're at full employment. They continue to, and it's like, so if we're at full employment, and they're already collecting record revenues, How do you get more blood out of these turnips?
Yeah, exactly.
The numbers don't match. And, we can look at one sector, we can look at another sector, that might be doing good, we can look at this and look at that. But when you really look at the whole picture, it's a little fuzzy. Because, again, how do you get more revenue out of people that are already tapped? And how do we create that many more jobs?
Right.
When we're already at full employment.
I know we're not in full employment, but we're going to go into a break. And we have Joe from Arkansas hanging on. Joe, I haven't forgot you. We were just trying to finish our comments. I will come to you as soon as we come back from the break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have a riddle. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once. once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We want you to visit her website, sign up for her newsletter, and that is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can just go to my website, which is csctalkradio.com, and the icon for Melody is on the right-hand side. If you're doing it on your phone, it's down at the bottom. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today? Are you there, Joe?
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah,
Joe. There he is.
Yeah, howdy.
Howdy.
Yeah, to answer your question, I'm sure getting by, and how are you all?
I'm good.
Just
really
fine,
good.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to answer that riddle, and here's my answer to that riddle. I suppose that if a person wanted to sound very pious and reverential, they'd think the proper answer to give to that riddle is God. But God gives us logic and reason, and I think he expects us to use the logic and reason that he gives us. And therefore, I think the only right answer you can give to that riddle is it's a riddle that's impossible to answer because part of the riddle is I am the beginning of eternity. Eternity means something with no beginning and no end. So there cannot be a beginning of eternity. Therefore, there's no possible answer to that riddle. It's a riddle that's impossible to answer. And that's my answer.
All right. And it's a good answer, but it's wrong. Remember, this is first grader, so it's really a very simple answer. Thank you, Joe. We're going to go. We've got a special caller here. He's one of my shortwave listeners from Nigeria, King Boy. King, how are you today?
Fine, pretty. I can't complain.
Well, that's good.
I have the answer. The answer is letter E. Letter E.
You are correct. Bingo.
Right. Wow.
You are absolutely correct. That was the answer. It is letter E, the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere, and the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I? Yeah. The letter E. Yeah. That is good. I appreciate it. I wished I had a prize to give you.
All right. Sounds good. I'm a new listener.
A new listener.
I've done a song for America. I'm a singer. King Boy, New Devil. King Boy. The song is entitled "We Love Americans."
All right. Well, I'm going to look that up. Is it online?
Yes, it is. But I'm going to drop. Yeah, if one Google's King Boy, New Devil, one word.
I got
King
it.
Boy, New Devil.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
Appreciate
well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye. Melody, how awesome is that? We had some good answers, but the real answer was very simple. It's just the letter E. Was that your answer?
Very simple for first grader, absolutely. Does that mean we're the ones that didn't know the answer? That means we're in kindergarten?
No, it just means we were thinking too deep.
Overanalyzing?
Yes. Oh, I'm not going to live that one down, am I? Well, we were overanalyzing. We weren't looking at the obvious, and the obvious was they were looking at the letters. And, of course, it was easy for me because I was actually reading it, so I could see the letters. But
No fair.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to have an advantage here. I don't think as deep as others. We have another caller real quickly. We're going to go to Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi. You were just talking about we have full unemployment, and I just wanted to say if we have full employment, if we have full employment, how come there's so many people on welfare and food stamps and government?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's what they tell us, and anybody who believes that we are, as what you said, I mean, there's so many authors, so many people that have just given up. You know, there's millions and millions and millions.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
Pull out that magic checkbook and write another check and everything will be okay and nothing to worry about.
Got plenty of checks. I got to have money.
we have all this federal land. I mean, what are they going to do, just sell that and to pay off, so they can have another 4 years in office or something?
Well, I don't think that's President Trump's intentions at all. But
no.
The federal land issue is a topic for another show for certain. We have discussed that. In fact, if you would give the producer or just send it to me, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you an article that Derry Brownfield wrote about that. And you just put our land for collateral, and that's the topic of the article that he wrote several years back, and I brought it out and was studying it here just about a year ago and looking at it. I'll be happy to send that to you, Tom.
Okay, that'd be really nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Melody wasn't saying that we have full employment. She's saying that's what they're trying to tell us with some of the numbers that they throw out there. Now, I don't think they've said everyone's working just yet, but they are telling us how much better it's getting and all this and that, and it is. I mean, some people are really, you know, they're really getting some relief, and some people have gone back to work, but then And I think it was President Clinton that started fudging with the numbers. You know, if somebody's off the no longer can receive unemployment because they've been there too long, they go off the list. So they may still be unemployed, but they're no longer on the list because they're not receiving the unemployment benefit. And so that makes the numbers not quite true.
It's not uncommon for government to change the equations to get the answers that they want. I mean, they've done it, and they'll adapt, whether it be inflation, whether it be employment, any stat, you know. And, you know, I always remember what Bush said, Bush Jr. said, you know, it's fuzzy math, and that's exactly what it is. It's fuzzy math. One and one is not equaling two. And we see buildings being built. We see homes being built. You know, we see a flurry of activity. But when you really come down to the family, when you really come down to Main Street, and you really come down to how people are faring in this, I'm not so sure if you asked them that question, are they better off this year than last year? I don't think they're going to say yes. It might be the same. You know, it's the same as last year, which is better than being worse, but not when you have, because we don't hear anything about health care premiums anymore. You know, the big increases on those. We don't hear about how things are rising in price. We don't hear about, you know, our needs, our energy costs, mm-hmm. our electricity that we pay. You don't hear anyone, even on the financial news programs, that things are truly costing more and more. And but that's something they can't discuss. They certainly don't want the optimism to change. And so I did see a good report coming out of Wall Street. And again, I didn't have a chance to analyze it, but they're actually going to offer. They're actually going to offer. To pay for college for their employees.
Oh.
And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I mean, that's very a little bit of a, you know, I'm not quite sure what the criteria is in order for you to qualify to be that one, but not sure if it'll apply to those over 60 that are, you know, greeting people at the door, but
I may be applying for that soon.
It would be a wonderful job. I love to greet people, you know. It's
a people person. That's good.
You know, yeah. So again, we, you know, we're just back to you know, how are people really doing in their everyday lives?
And you know, while they are seeing some increase in their paychecks because not as much has been taken out, you're right, some of the things in the stores, the prices are still pretty high or going up, and that all kind of balances out in the end, and it's not necessarily, we haven't got there yet, let's put it that way, and I don't think we will until we change the fiat dollars to a gold standard backing. And I want to give the show to you when we come back from this break and let you talk about what's really going on with the gold and silver markets. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. The number to call here is 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, Those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. Melody, I was going to turn it over to you, but we have a caller. We've got Mike from Missouri with a question for you. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. What's on your mind?
I have a question about precious metal IRAs and also what would be her opinion on taking an existing 401 or IRA and transferring it over to a precious metals IRA.
All right, Melody.
My first thought always is if you can pull it out, buy your gold and silver, take physical delivery, you're better off. But I know a lot of my clients, they have, you know, substantial amounts in there, and they want to take advantage of the tax deferment that the IRAs offer. So with that said, if you can convert those fiat dollars into precious metals and you want to do it within an IRA, that's better than holding paper.
Right. Now, when you say pay taxes, though, being an IRA, it's still tax deferred, right?
It's deferred with the idea, my understanding, and I have to claim on the air, I'm not a financial planner, but the deferred is, you know, as we get older, we, you know, our taxes go down. So, you know, by deferring your taxes, you'll pay less. With a Roth, you pay your taxes up front, you know, so that's a little bit of a different thing. But the main question is, and you know, I can't give advice about that because I'm not licensed to do that, but as far as the precious metals IRA, I think it's much better to convert those paper dollars to gold and silver. Absolutely.
Okay, because, okay, you know, normally when you transfer from an IRA to another IRA, there's no tax implication.
Correct.
So would that be the same situation? You would just be in precious metals instead of the stock market?
Correct. You're just rolling it over from one to another, and you've got so many days to do that. I think you have a 60 days on that to do, you know, from the start to the finish, which usually when you open up an IRA, I use Gold Star Trust. They've been around they were one of the first ones who were involved in the precious metals IRAs. I like the way they do business. They're prompt. So things can usually get done if paperwork is all completed properly in about 2 weeks. So.
Okay.
So it's a very good program.
I sure appreciate your time.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And we do handle IRAs here at Discount Gold and Silver. We do that. As I mentioned, we use Gold Star. And we have quite a few clients who, and lots of times, too, what folks will do, again, age is an important thing when you're looking about, you know, converting those fiats into gold and silver. They might convert it all to gold and silver, and then they'll take their distributions with their, they'll pull out their gold and take physical delivery of it. So there are things that you can do, and if you have a plan, and that's what's key.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. I might just get on your website and kind of research and maybe call your place.
All right, thank you.
All right, make sure you ask for me, Mike. Thank you.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. I don't know if he's got that, but Mike, it's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're coming up to just a few minutes left here, Melody.
And, you know, I just want to say one more thing about IRAs. I mean, I have clients that are in IRAs, and, you know, lots of times you'll ask a precious metals person, and they'll say, oh, you got to pull it out. You're going to lose everything. And it's just like, I think that is a better thing to do. But if you're not going to do it, get it out of the paper, you know, and give folks an option of how they can protect the funds that they have. So... and I'm not a believer in opening up IRAs and taking physical delivery of it. I mean, we ship anywhere. I'll ship to where you tell me. But on the other hand, I don't approve of those programs to where they tell you can take physical delivery with an IRA.
Okay.
So, and they can give us a call at 800-375-4188. Gold this morning with the announcement of the tariffs was up $5, and all of a sudden there was a report coming out about consumer spending, which was higher in April, and that sort of reversed all the markets, and again, pressure is on gold. So it really is a good time to buy gold and silver. And so the consumer spending, which accounts for about two-thirds of the U.S. economy, jumped 0.6% last month. That's the biggest gain in 5 months, and was a report. There's other things in there, but something else that I saw interesting was savings fell. So the savings rate dropped to 2.8% from 3.0% in March. So they'd rather spend than save.
Well, and that's what they're encouraged to do, you know. And, it's a habit that the last couple of generations have fallen into. And like I've started to say when we were talking about the houses being built, that doesn't mean they're being paid for. That means somebody's gone into debt. And doesn't mean that those houses are being paid for necessarily.
Correct.
All the building going on. Well, we've got about a minute and a half.
Well, we do have a little special. We have a 1 ounce. We have, actually, I should say 1 tube of 20 Silver Eagles. 2018's is a date, and a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. And this includes your shipping cost for $550. So 21 ounce American Silver Eagles, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, and your total package, $550. And that includes shipping.
All right. That's a good special.
Yes, it is. It's a very nice, special. It's a great little beginner package. And they need to give us a call and get the prices locked in.
That's a good point, that this is a good beginner package. I know there's a lot of you out there that have been saying, I want to get started, but I just don't have a lot of money. And this is a good way to get started, just get this simple package for $550. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Be sure to tell her you were listening to her on CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. DGScoins.com is her website. Sign up for the newsletter that she has there. That's DGScoins.com. And she has another radio program that she does in the afternoons. I'm going to let you plug that just real quick.
That is financial. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Financial Survival. And that comes on at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. You can listen to it at the website, dgscoins.com. Just go to the radio page. At the top, there is a bar, and click on that. You can listen to us live, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have the archives posted on a long-term basis.
All right.
And also shortwave, both WWCR and WBCQ.
Awesome. Awesome. Melody, we are out of time. It's good to get back with you. We have kind of missed each other. We were doing an early show, and we used to do a lot of cutting up there. We had to kind of bring it back down and behave ourselves. I appreciate it so much, Melody. I've missed you. We are out of time. I want you to give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Get the beginner package or get something else. Just talk to her about how you can get started. It's finally what you need to do to bring your own personal financial situation into some kind of order and start saving for your own self to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.